Blog Talk Radio. We Fix Credit. Are you bound by medical bills, child support liens, evictions, late payments, repossession, bankruptcy, or student loans? Today, you can turn that around. Time to be no longer bound. Hi, my name is Dove Stanton, and the name of my credit restoration company is No Longer Bound Financial Services. We are a debt-free company with the means to help thousands of people restore and rebuild their credit. Our customers have been able to obtain their dream homes, dream cars, refinancing, and building a greater future for them and their families. We dispute all negative and erroneous items from all three major credit bureaus. In closing, we can help you restore your credit, which in turn will restore your financial future. The way to reach me is by telephone or text at 678-760-6056, or you can email me at the number 4, the letter U, betterdays@gmail.com. Time to be no longer bound. You gotta have faith.
Well, well, well. Hello, hello. Hello, 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 everyone on the panel that's logged on so far. And hello to all my brothers and sisters that have tuned in tonight to listen to another episode of Praise Tabernacle Bible Study. I'd like to say happy holidays. I hope everybody had a good Merry Christmas. And we thank the Lord for an incoming new year with great expectations as we prepare to go forth in 2022. I'm really excited about this upcoming new year and what I believe the Lord is willing to do and is going to do in the body of Christ, throughout the body of Christ. So I'm really encouraged. And Elder Oliver, can you tell me which panel members are on already?
You have Elder Bluette, Evangelist Bluette, Evangelist Stanton.
Okay. Well, hello, Elder Bluette. Hello, Evangelist Bluette. Hope you guys had a Merry Christmas. I spoke with Evangelist Stanton just a few minutes ago already. But hello again, Evangelist Stanton. And we just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome again to our last Bible study of 2021. And, you know, we got a great speaker tonight. I thank the Lord for this, brother. And I just want to say thank you, Jesus. And with that being said, I will be your speaker tonight. So I just want to let everyone know that, you know, it ain't going to be long tonight. It's you know, maybe a little shorter than normal. But I just want to thank the Lord for his ability to put his trust in every panel member, every teacher that has spoken and done something for Praise Tabernacle Church this year through Bible study, through ministering, through witnessing, through teaching the Word of God. And at Praise Tabernacle, Bishop Omar Zachary is our senior pastor. He's our pastor. His lovely wife, Lady Zachary, is the lady of the house of Praise Tabernacle, who is his wife and all of their beautiful children. We just want to say hello, Pastor, if you're listening. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to the mighty name of Jesus. Okay. So without further ado, let's get right into the Bible study. Like I said, it won't be long because I just want everybody to, you know, kind of pray for me as well. You know, I've kind of been dealing with a little thing, some things in my body. So, but God is still good. God is still worthy. And, you know, so what we want to talk about tonight as Evangelist Stanton, couch talks. Let's do a little couch talk tonight in our Bible study where it's really relaxed and easy going. But what I have a question that I would like to ask everybody that's tuned in, and it's kind of like the topic of the Bible study tonight, and it is, what is the name of your God? What is the name of your God? And you could probably say, well, what do you mean, Elder Taylor? What is the name of my God? The name of my God is God. Well, I like to let you know that anything can be your God, whether you saved, unsaved, whatever your current status is, anything can be your God. For me, it could be sports. It could be football. It could be me coaching the sport of football or coaching the sport of basketball. I could make that my God. It could be any inanimate object that you can talk to and pray to that's a dead object. So that's why I asked the question, you know, I don't care if you're saved or not. What is the name of your God? That would be the title tonight. And I just want to let the panel know, you can just jump in. You know, you can interrupt me if it's something that you really got to say, get out there. You know, just jump right in and say, excuse me, Elder Taylor, can I say this or that or the other? And feel free at any time throughout the night, throughout the Bible study. But, yeah, because, see, anything that we do or say and we can, that we make so much more important than Jesus, that's the name of my God. When if somebody would ask me, I would tell them. Because the Father don't have a specific name that I'm aware about. But he's God the Father. And Jesus said, when you see me, you see the one that sent me. That's all I need to know right there. That makes Jesus my God. That gives my God a name. That means that my God is alive. That means my God is not dead. That means my God is all powerful. That means that my God is all knowing. And with me knowing that, that encourages me to continue to process and move and keep moving forward. Especially ending this old year, getting ready to go into a new year. You know, as we continue to deal with COVID and people continue to lose their lives and all kind of things that's going on with COVID, that's going on in the world. I just don't want to make anything my God. I don't want to make nothing my God other than Jesus. And so I want to encourage the people tonight that the same way, you be the same way. You, the only God you should worship to, you should pray to, is the name of Jesus. Because he is the one that gives us life. He's the one who strengthens us. He's the one who we find salvation in. He's the one who we find grace and mercy through. So, let's get it right into the word. Let's go to the book of John. And let's start off with, I was kind of torn between chapter 8 and chapter 14. So I'm just going to cover them both a little bit. And I would like to start off with chapter 8. John 8. And we're going to start off at verse 18. So John, the book of John, chapter 8, verse 18. And in my Bible, a lot of these scriptures are written in red. So, and what that means in my Bible is that's Jesus talking. He's the one who's saying what he's saying. Okay? So it's probably like that in most everybody's Bible, but I just wanted to make sure that I added that in there too. So when I read this, you would know that people that's not in tune to read their Bible all the time knows that this is Jesus talking. This is Jesus expressing himself to the apostles during this time of who he is and what he's about. So the question is still there. What is the name of your God? So if you have another name for your God other than Jesus, maybe we can try to figure out why as we go through the Bible study tonight. Okay? All right, verse 18, John 8, chapter 8, verse 18. And this is what Jesus is saying. You know, he's explaining to them, first of all, that I am the light of the world. This is what he's telling them. And verse 18, he says, I am the one that bears witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. So he's letting them know right there that I bear witness of myself and the Father that sent me. I got his backing. I got his support. Amen. Verse 19. Then said they unto him, who is they? The apostles. Where is thy Father? See, they're starting to inquire about what, you know, things. Jesus answered, Ye neither know me nor my Father if ye had not known me. Ye should have known my Father also. He said, so if you don't know me, then you're not going to know the Father. Basically, to break it down a little bit. He said, if you don't know me, then you're not going to know the Father. He said, because he said in the second part of that verse, he said, if ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. Verse 20, these words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour has not come yet. So they can't touch him right now, okay? They can't crucify him. They can't do anything to him right now, okay? Verse 21, then said Jesus again unto them, who is them, the apostles, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot go. Okay? Where I go, you can't go right now. Okay? He's letting them know that. Then said the Jews, these are the Jewish authorities also that he's talking to as well, I must say. He's talking to the Jewish authority as well during this time. He says in verse 22, then said the Jews, will he kill himself because he saith, whether I go, ye cannot come? So they're thinking that he's going to die. He's going to do something to himself. Amen. So can't nobody, you know, go where he is. And he said unto them, verse 23, ye are from beneath. I am from above. Ye are of this world. I am not of this world. You know, because he let them know again. Again, he's letting them know. You know, so getting to the point, he's starting to get ready to tell them. In verse 24, I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he shall die in your sins. So he's telling them, if you don't believe I am who I say I am, in other words, that you would die a sinner. Because as we're going to find out, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And the only way to the Father is through me. And if we don't believe, saints, if we don't believe anyone, everyone that's listening, that Jesus is God, right there he says that we're going to die in our sins. Amen. Then they said unto him, who art thou? Jesus said unto them in verse 25, even the things that I said unto you from the beginning. I've been saying this from the very beginning. Verse 26, I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true. And I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. So the Father that sent me is very true. He's reliable. And I speak to the world what he speaks unto me. Jesus, I thank you for being who you are. Jesus, I love you. And I believe, you know, a lot of times when I pray, people, I always like to tell the Lord, Lord, please create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me every day. As the Spirit leads me when I'm praying, I try to say that every day. Verse 27, they understood not that he spake to them of the Father. They still wasn't getting. Then Jesus said unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father have taught me, I speak these things. So he said, he let them know right there that I do nothing of myself. Everything is done through the Father. Everything is done through the Father. He said, I am he that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father have taught me, I speak these things. In verse 29. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Would anybody like to add anything as I continue to move on? Okay. Then Jesus.
Elder.
Yes.
Thank you. I want to go back to verse 24. There's a word in there that I think is very powerful. And that word in verse 24 is believe.
Uh-huh.
Just the basic dictionary definition of that word is accept as truth or have full confidence in. And I truly think that word is a huge word for us as Christians, because we believe in the word of God. We believe in God. We believe in Jesus. So we're saying we're accepting as truth, period, period. Where we have full confidence in, period. Even when, you know, I know, you know, what we have, what we call the sinner's prayer. You can say it, but if you don't say it with belief, it doesn't mean much. But when you say it and you believe the words that you are saying and you believe that Jesus really is the Son of God, you accept that as the truth, period. That is what helps transform your life, because then you begin to walk as if you believe those words. That one word is very powerful. That word is even powerful in the life of a Christian as they take this journey. That word is very powerful as a Christian as we face the fiery darts of the enemy. That word is very powerful. That word is very powerful as we go on this journey and we have trials and tribulations. Do we believe that God is going to bring us out? Do we believe that God is going to heal us? Do we believe that God is going to make a way out of no way? Do we believe that God is still able to do it, even if we don't see it? Do we accept that as the truth, period, and have full confidence that God is God? And I was thinking about your title, What is the Name of Your God? And when I wrote it down, I wrote, What is the Name of Your God? I wrote God with a big G, and then next to it, I wrote God with a little g. Because there's some people, like you said, their confidence is in the little g gods, but my confidence is in the big G God. So I believe that word believe is very powerful in the life of a new believer. I believe that word is very powerful in the life of somebody who's been walking this journey for a long time. Do you believe that God is able to still do it, even if he doesn't? Amen.
Amen. That was so good. And awesome, Evangelist Doug Stanton. Great input there, you know, because we got to believe. And we have to have the faith to believe in what Jesus is saying. You know, like he's in the temple. He's talking to Jewish authorities. He's talking to the apostles. He's letting them know who he is. And they have to believe who he is. And what he's saying is true. What he is saying is so true. Amen? So that was very, very good, Evangelist Sin, you know, because we got to believe. And even if we don't see it right away, do we still believe? Does our faith help us to keep believing in what Jesus is doing and what Jesus is doing? You know, and going back to 29, verse 29, and he that sent me is with me. That's what Jesus is saying. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. And that's where we got to be as disciples of Jesus Christ, as men and women that promote and live for Jesus. That tries to encourage other people to come unto him. Because I hear a lot of people, a lot of times, they talk about God this, God that, God this, but they never say the name of Jesus. You know, I don't know if these people just assume that you should already know that they're talking about Jesus or tapping to the Spirit of the Holy Ghost and let the Spirit of the Holy Ghost tell you that they're talking about Jesus. But I like to hear people say the name of Jesus. I like to hear people talk about Jesus. I mean, this may seem elementary to some people, what we're talking about tonight, but it's the basic stuff, I believe, that the enemy uses to trick us, to get us off track. You know, so, you know, I just want to encourage everyone, you know, get used to saying the name of Jesus. You know, when we're talking to him, everything, I mean, we know God is the Father. We know that Jesus is the Son of God. But what about somebody that you try to, that you have an encounter with that don't know, speak those words to them, that don't have a relationship with Jesus, that you're trying to encourage, to get a relationship with, to find salvation through Jesus? Because that's the only way we're going to ever see the Father. It's through Jesus. It's through him. You know? Verse 32 says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth, the word, His word shall make us free. And what keeps us free is the Holy Ghost. Once we get free. I'm going to repeat that. Verse 32. We're in John. For those that may be just tuning in now, we're in John chapter 8, we're at verse 32 now. We started at verse 18. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That's verse 32. And then they answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? See, those are those Jewish, you know, people that, you know, question every little thing that God, that Jesus says. You know, talking about they are Abraham's seed. They're not bound, they have never been bound to any man. So that's what they look at Jesus as. It's the regular man. You know, so and then in verse 34, he says, Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. Whoever committed sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth forever. Verse 36, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Then he says it again. You shall be free indeed. Amen. So I want to go over to
Elder Taylor.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
My husband was kicked off. He wanted to say something. 1 second.
Okay.
Hey, how y'all doing? I got muted. So what's interesting, when I was studying this morning on the last couple of verses you just went over, let me get to it right quick. So at verse 32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. They answered him in verse 33, they answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and we were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, he shall be made free? So what I was reading and looking at this morning was in Romans. I think it was chapter 9 in Romans, where Apostle Paul was talking to the Jews and Gentiles, and they had Judaizers, which were other Jews, trying to get this new church in Rome to fall back on the Mosaic law or the Old Testament in order to be saved. What really disturbed me, because my wife came downstairs this morning after I had got done studying, she asked me, say, everything, you all right? I said, no. No, she said, are you good? I said, no, not really. So she wanted to know why. And the thing is, thinking tonight, the word of God is the truth, right? And we as believers, and I want to say this to the unbelievers that are listening, we as believers, we accepted Jesus Christ in our life as our personal Savior. But that's not, it doesn't stop there, right? So when we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior for salvation of the wrath of God that's going to come, it doesn't stop when we say we believe. It only starts. And in our personal walk every day, at our jobs, the mall, anywhere, and we belittle somebody, that's a sin. When we murder somebody, that's a sin. And what stuck with me, and hopefully I'm still on what you're talking about, the truth and the salvation of God and Jesus, who he is, but it kind of rattled me that the day we stand before the judgment seat of God, it don't matter if a sin that we think is small or a sin that we think is large. It could be a murderer. And I'm standing right behind you in line for judgment in front of God. And because the person in front of me committed a lot of sin, mm-hmm. as far as not giving a homeless person with a homeless sign $10 of not doing that, right? And I'm behind him, and I murdered somebody.
Hello.
And he sent that person with the small sin to hell. Where am I going? And I did accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. So what I'm saying is that our personal walk every day has to be in line with the Word of God. You can't just accept Jesus Christ in your life and keep living the way that you've been living. So right here, what you're reading in chapter 8 of John, starting at verse 18, and actually starts at verse 1, is his last year in ministry. Right now, he was headed toward Jerusalem to be crucified. This was his last year of ministry. Right? So now he's revealing himself point blank to the people. He's revealing himself open arm, point blank, of who he is, God on earth walking in the flesh of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we got to believe the truth. And if we believe the truth, it shall make us free. But that it doesn't stop there to everybody listening. It doesn't stop there. Every day you have to commit yourself to the Word of God and treat everybody right, even though it may hurt you to do it. That's what a servant is. A servant doesn't get anything in return at this moment. The only thing he gets in return is the eye wink of God that you did it right. But yeah, I was disturbed this morning as far as my own walk, and how I may have outburst to other people, knowing that I accepted Jesus Christ years ago. But our daily walk matters. Don't let one day in that walk send you to hell for the judgment seat of Christ. That's all I have.
Well, I would like to say something real.
When
my husband always tell me, say, always think about what you say before you say it. Because once it comes out, you can't take it back. So it's a real close walk with Christ, real close. And especially for those of us that know better. All the word that we get, we should do better. We should know better. Not just knowing better, but doing better. We cut people short. I'm guilty of it. Okay, when I don't want to be bothered with somebody, I just, hey, how you doing? Keep walking. Even this morning with my husband, when he said he wasn't all right, said, oh, Lord, I'm not even going to entertain it. Then when I came downstairs, God pricked my heart to ask him, what's wrong? What is that going to hurt anybody to really listen to, and not just saying it in passing? Really listen to what somebody's concerns are. We have to get it together, including myself. But he's not going to embarrass me on the radio. I'm going to embarrass myself because I did it. And not just saying stuff in passing. Be concerned about your brothers and sisters, whether it's your husband, your kids, or somebody walking down the street. Be concerned. If somebody, how you doing? Well, you got a minute? You didn't really want to really hear what they had to say. You were just saying it because it's out of habit. Let's break those bad habits. Let's really be concerned about each other. Let's really be concerned about those that are out there, you know, on the corner, wherever. We have to do better. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Y'all, so absolutely right. Evangelist Stanley, is there something that you wanted to say?
No, I was just in agreement. Definitely what Elder Blewett just said about, you know, living this life every day, every moment, every second, you know, being conscious of what, you know, like Evangelist just said, of what's coming out of your mouth, you know, breathe before you say anything, because once it comes out, it's out there and you can't suck it back in. Because you've already said it. and the damage that it can cause and bring into people's lives. And like Elder said, it's like, okay, but what am I doing to cause harm into somebody else? And how does God see me when I do that?
Mm-hmm.
And I say that I'm a Christian. I say that I'm supposed to be Christ-like, but what am I saying that brings harm to not only myself with sin, but bring harm to somebody else? So thank you, Elder, for that reminder.
All right. Good point from everyone that spoke. Let's go over to John 14. John 14. Give everybody a couple minutes, a couple seconds to get there. John 14. And I want to read verses 1 through 14. And then we can go back and expound on them. Okay? Is that all right with everybody? But I want to read it straight through. Then we can go back and expound on each one if we need to expound on each verse. All right? And again, for those that may have just tuned in, we just read in chapter 8 in John, verses 18 through 32. Now we're going over to John 14. And we're going to read verses 1 through 14. And then we can expound on those verses. So, and the title tonight is, What is the Name of Your God? And I pose that question to anyone that's listening, whether you saved or not. Because, as I said before, that God, your God could be anything. And what makes me wonder is when all I hear you say is God, but I never hear you say the name of Jesus. You know, so that makes me wonder, what kind of relationship do you have with Jesus? Because he said, when you see me, you sent the Father that sent me. So I love to hear people say the name of Jesus and mean it. And mean it. Amen? So chapter 14. And this is where the Christ is starting to comfort the disciples a little bit. He said, Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. If you believe in God, believe in me. I'm his son. Believe in me. Big G God, not little G God. Big G God. In my Father's house are many mansions. If there were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. He goes to prepare a place for us. Amen? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye will know. Then Thomas, one of his disciples, he answers Christ. He said, Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? He said, we don't know how thou goest, so how are we going to know the way, Lord? Jesus said unto him, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Let's stop right there at verse 6. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. And no man comes to the Father except you come by me. So if we don't have Jesus, we don't have anything. If you don't have Jesus, you don't have anything. Just no other name. And I know some of us have probably heard this 1,000 times. But some things have to be reiterated. There is no other name than the name of Jesus. There's no greater name than the name of Jesus. There's no name that's more powerful than the name of Jesus. There's no name that is all-knowing like the name of Jesus. So we have to understand that as we walk this walk with him, that he is the way, in verse 6 says, the truth and the life. Verse 7 says, if ye had known me, you should have known my Father also. So if we know Jesus, then we should know him, right? So that's what verse 7 said, okay? Verse 8, Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. And, you know, Philip said, show us the Father, and we'll be satisfied. It's like they're trying to trick Jesus. He said, show us the Father, and we'll be satisfied. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? And he hath seen me, hath seen the Father. He said, when you see me, you've seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? When you look at me, you look at the Father. You know? So that's what we got to get in tune with, all of us, as we continue this walk, and new believers, as we establish our walk with the Lord and become saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, letting the Holy Ghost teach us all things through the Word. We have to understand this. And once we do get it, I believe we will be better. Amen? So in verse 10, he said, believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. The Father will give him what he has. It gives him the power. It gives him the knowledge. It gives him the ability to do what he does. Amen? Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, in verse 11, or else believe me for the very works' sake. You know, if you don't believe me, just believe me for what I can do and what you see me do. Verse 12 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. Wait a minute, what? He said, what? Let me read that again. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Verse 13. Yes, sir.
If we could stop right there, if you don't mind,
okay,
on what
okay.
I was saying earlier as far as us believing in the name of Jesus Christ, that he is the way unto the Father. And that verse, what verse were you on just now?
Verse 12.
Verse 12, okay.
Yeah.
Very, very say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. He's speaking to the apostles at this point, but are we doing the works that he do?
Yeah.
Even though we accept Jesus Christ in our life, are we backbiting? Are we talking about one another? Are we religious in church?
That's
and
good.
That was my who I had to myself this morning when I analyzed myself. And I cannot be a witness of myself like Jesus was a witness of himself. My
right.
only witness is Jesus. And if he witnessing on me, because of the works I do that he said I would do? Is he truly witnessing on me? Am I doing all I can do? Is anybody doing all they can do on a daily basis? And if we catch ourselves not doing them, are we repentant? All he asks is that we ask for forgiveness in our walk. But as we mature in as Christians, as we mature, this verse should apply. 12 should apply then. Very, verily I say unto you, he that believeth in me, the works that I do shall he do also. That's maturity. That's not day one of believing. We have to get to that point. The question is, are we at that point? Right. We teach, we preach, we try to console people, counsel people, but are we ourselves there? Are we outwardly doing things to be accepted of who we're talking to or showing ourselves to? Are we? Can somebody be saved just by our walk? Should draw people to us by our walk and conversation before even spitting out any type of scripture? Are we there? And I had to analyze myself this morning. Just being real. Because we can get real lax in where we think we are. Study the Word of God. And you try to get an understanding. It'll put you in a place to be repentant. I don't care who you are. Amen.
All right. Elder Blewett, as always, my brother, my friend, my elder, you very good. Can't wait till you start teaching again, my brother. In verse 13.
Before you go on,
okay.
I wanted to say something as well. As verily, verily, I say unto you, that he that believeth on me is no more. I read this, but then I want to say in me, but you can't say in me. And so many times we misquote this scripture. If we believe in him, that means we're surrounded by, or he's surrounded by. But if you believe on him, it's physical contact. Are you following me? Or no?
Yes.
To be on something is physical contact. Okay, so if we believe in on him, if you should believe it on him, on me, the words that I do, I'm on the wrong one. I'm sorry. What was 12? What was that? 12. Verily, I say unto you, that he that believeth on me, there we go, on me, the words that I do, shall ye do also. So if we believe in on him, we can do the same thing. We should be. And doing greater things, the greater things is coming because it's more of us to do the greater. It's no longer just him doing. It's us to do the greater work. But if we're not together, we can't do anything. That's why the churches are so split. So we can't do the greater. We are greater in numbers, but we're not together. It's divided. I mean, we can't stand. We can't do anything if we're divided.
Right.
I'm talking about the churches, period. Churches, period. Mm-hmm. If we all come together, Sundays are the most segregated day of the week. If we can all just come together, and because we're supposed to be serving the same Jesus, but we all can't come together and agree to disagree on who's right in baptism or whatever. But we should be doing, we can do greater works. We have to. We have to come together and do these greater works. The scriptures are right and somebody's wrong. Because people are still being saved. People still being delivered.
Yes,
people still being healed. My mom came back from the dead. My daughter came back from the dead. So it's being done. Seeing it for myself. But we should be doing hearing more of it.
That's right. In verse, are you done, Evangelist Blewett?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
All right. Very good. As always, very good point. In verse 13, in verse 13, it reads, "Whosoever asks in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if he shall ask anything in my name, I will do." And the last verse I want to read, it says, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." If we love him, keep his commandments. Anything that we ask in his name, he said he will do. Because in my Bible, that's Jesus speaking, is written in red. Verse 13, I'm going to read that again. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son, that the Father may be honored through Jesus." That's how he proves who he is and what he's about, by the power and authority that he has to operate through us. You know, and that's what we got to hold on to and believe by faith and by our love for him. He said, "Because if you love me, keep my commandments." Not just what we're reading tonight, but all 66 books of the Bible. Keep them. Live by them. If we love him, we'll keep those commandments. And that's what he's letting them know. So we, ladies and gentlemen, we have to. We have to. You know. But I just want to thank God for his word. I want to thank God for his glory. I want to thank God for his mercy, his goodness, and what he does for me and my family and people that I know. People that I love, people that I care about. Because this world, as they say, is going to hell in a handbasket. You know, and if we don't know Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be in a, we are going, not just know of him, but know him. As Evangelist Blewett was saying, you know, have contact with him. How can we identify with Jesus through the Holy Ghost? Because we can't identify with him in our flesh. And he cannot identify with us in our flesh. It has to be the Holy Ghost to teach us, to guide us, to keep us once we become saved. And so, and then we begin to get delivered or whatever we need to be delivered of, so that we could better serve him each and every day that we walk this earth, so that we can encourage other people. You know, he also writes in the Bible, in his word, he says, "You would know them by the love that they show towards one another." Who is he talking about? He's talking about us. He's talking about us. You know, just like Evangelist Blewett was saying, Sundays are probably the most segregated day of the month because there's so many different religions that believe different things, that believe you can do X, Y, Z, but you don't have to do A, B, C. And then other people believe, well, you got to do A, B, C, but you don't have to do X, Y, Z. Why we just can't live by the word and allow the word to fulfill us and allow his Holy Ghost to keep us through the word? Because we can't stay in the word through just simply through our flesh alone. so we can know the way. Because, see, that's how the enemy is beating us. Because he know the word better than you and I. You know? And so we have to fight fire with fire. We have to get into his word, believe him, love him, trust him, have faith in him, and everything that we do. The simple things, the major things, whatever it is. And we let him know that. We just can't assume he does, even though he may. He probably does, but he likes for us to acknowledge him as our Lord and Savior. You know, like I said, like I said many times before tonight, he says, when you see me, you see the one that you see the one that sent me. So, ladies and gentlemen, tonight I just want everybody to just know that Jesus is God. There's no other name. And we have to understand that and know that and believe that and walk with that. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. The name of Jesus. So I'm going to end with this. I'm going to ask the question one more time. What is the name of your God as you listen to the panel? So I'm done. I'm through. Does any of the panel members got anything else they would like to say before I turn it over to the hands of Evangelist Dove Stanton, so she can dismiss us for the night?
I'd just like to say one thing. How is the world going to know that we're of Christ, that we are believers?
Well, for one thing, they have to know.
If we show one love one to another, if we can just do that one thing, just that one,
yes,
everything else will fall in place. Just that one.
Yes, man. Yes.
Just show that.
Yeah.
If you don't even know the word on tonight, if you don't even never picked up your Bible, start with love. If you don't know how to read, put it on the Bible app and put it on the phone. But even if you, once you get into your word, if you just believe that Jesus Christ died, rose on the third day, okay, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that he did. Start today with love. So call your mother that you haven't talked to in years. Call your sister that stole your boyfriend in elementary school. Okay? Call the one that put all of that stuff in your heart that don't even matter today. Billions are dying every day. Millions are dying every day. Don't let your loved ones go, leave this earth, and you have not showed or said you're sorry. Be the bigger person, even if you didn't do nothing wrong. So you say it. You be the bigger person.
Humble.
Sweep it under the rug.
Be humble.
Exactly. Be the bigger person and just say, I'm sorry, and just love on one another. Life is too short to hold grudges. Just be the first day of the rest of your life to just make up in your mind, you know what, I'm going to love somebody that I haven't loved today. I'm going to pick up the phone and call somebody I haven't called in years. Just do it. And I bet you'll feel better. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So true, Evangelist Bluett. So very true. All right. Well, we're going to turn it over to Evangelist Dove Stanton. And let us know, Evangelist Stanton, if we've got any emails. If not, then we'll move on. And you can go ahead and dismiss us. Evangelist Dove Stanton.
Amen, Elder. Thank you so much. We thank and praise God for the lesson on tonight. We pray that everybody got something out of it, just a reminder of our scriptures that Elder gave us so that we can go back and study the Word of God as we should. He gave us John chapter 8, verses 18 through 36. Once again, that is John chapter 8. Verses 18 through 36. And he also gave us John chapter 14, verses 1 through 15. John chapter 14, verses 1 through 15. And he posed a question for our title on tonight, and it is, what is the name of your God? What is the name of your God? Are you serving Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, or are you serving God with the little g? Have you made things your an idol in your life that you make bigger than our Lord and Savior? So we just thank God for the word on tonight. We thank God for each and every one of you. We pray that you would just go back and study the word and find where you see yourself. Like Elder Bluett was saying, take a self-examination. What is your walk like? Whether you've been saved 5 minutes or 50 years, what is your walk like? What is your daily walk like? Do a self-examination. We do have our email address. We haven't had any special prayer requests. We did get a request for a Bible. The person did not send me their address, and I have requested it. If you are listening on tonight, please do send your address so that we can get a Bible out to you. And that goes to anyone that is listening on tonight. If you don't have a Bible, please send us an email. Put your address in it, and you will receive a Bible. The email address is ptc4christ@gmail.com. Once again, that is P as in praise, T as in tabernacle, C as in church, 4, forchrist, @gmail.com. Send us an email. Send us your prayer request. Send us your testimonies. Send us the topics that you would like for us to cover out of the Word of God. We're not going to give you our opinion. We're going to give you what thus said the Lord out of the Bible. We know that this is this year is coming to an end. A new year is coming up. We thank and praise God for each and every one of you. We pray that you would expect and look to the hills from which cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord in these next coming days. We pray that you would read the Word of God, study the Word of God, be a hearer and a doer of the Word of God. We pray that you would develop a relationship, just religion, with God. We pray that you would live your life as a Christian, Christ-like, so that people can see the fruit that you are bearing. We pray that you would bear the fruits out of Galatians, that you would have self-control, that you would walk in love, as Evangelist said, that you would walk with peace and a sound mind and not in fear on these next coming days. We pray that you would trust and believe that God is well able to do anything but fail. We pray that you trust God in spite of anything that you're going through, whether you stand in need of healing or deliverance, being made whole or being set free. We pray that you cast all your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. He cares about you. Every situation that you are in, no matter how big or how small, he loves you enough that he died on the cross for you. For you. You are loved. You can be forgiven if you ask for forgiveness. You can be changed if you ask to be changed. You can be delivered if you give it to Jesus. He can bring you out. He can see you through. He can make a way out of no way in the name of Jesus. And there is no other name that has that power. There is no other name that has the authority but the name of Jesus. There is no other name that you can be delivered, healed, and set free but the name of Jesus. There is no other name that you can be made whole but the name of Jesus. So we encourage you to find out who this Jesus is in your life, each and every one of you, that as we go throughout the days, that you would trust God, that you would lean and depend upon him. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for every listener on tonight. We thank you for your word, God. We thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you for the name of Jesus, because with the name of Jesus, we are healed and set free and made whole. We thank you that we trust and believe you, God. We believe this word, God. We examine our own life right now in the name of Jesus. And if there's anything that's not like you, God, expose it with the light in the name of Jesus. And then, Holy Spirit, we invite you into those dark places. We invite you in, Father God, to cut those things at the root that are not pleasing in your sight in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we're not going to be the same way that we got on this phone on tonight. But, Father God, we're going to read your word. We're going to study. We're going to pray. We're going to worship. We're going to have a relationship with you. We're going to take the time and listen for your direction in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, every listener, that as these days are coming ahead of us, God, that we will look to the hills from which cometh our help in the name of Jesus. And with that, we pray and we leave with Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 through 20 says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Be blessed, be healed, be made whole, be set free in the name of Jesus. Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Evangelist Dustin. Good night, everyone. On behalf of Bishop Omar Zachary and his lovely wife, Lady Zachary, we say good night and thank you for tuning in. Good night.